Okay, Siman Aleph, Sif Hey, we learned last week the dinim of probably the most theoretically, or at least potentially consequential Sif here is the fact that there are times when Tfisa helps. I know if you're in the mood to do Tfisa, or you're afraid he'll call the police when you do Tfisa, but that you could be typhus in Dinei Torah, where you're entitled to money, and the Beis Din is not done because of the restrictions of this simin, that we're not done a handful of dinim like knasos, and nevertheless, if you're entitled to it al pi din, grabbing helps. So that's an interesting thing. If you look at the Taz, the first line of the Taz, here at the beginning of Sifhei, he adds something I didn't mention last week, that it's a din of avid inish dina l'nafshe. The fact that you could be taifes, that you can grab money you're entitled to, he says, im tofas pirish afilu be'edim. Even if there are witnesses that you grab, she'ein tamat visa kan shi'olei nemanis. If you're grabbing, you should have a migu. Now, sometimes, if you grab and no one sees, you go to Beis Din, it says, in didi chatfi, he says, in chatfi, v'didi chatfi. He says, I did grab, but it was mine. I have a migu. If I'm a liar, I could have said I didn't grab. So believe me that what I grabbed is mine. So that's a migu in Cheskes Abatim, and in Shnei Mezim, that a person says, in chatfi, didi chatfi works. The Tanakh says, we're not talking about that. We're talking even if Adam see that you grabbed, and you have no migul. So, Ela Hatam, Shein, Lezeh HaNizik Dayanim B'chutz La'aretz, B'chol Shetofas, Ein Sarach Dayanim, K'mashkos HaVarash, Evi Yator L'Kamon, Simin Shimim Tes, U'bichak Tfisa Oven In Ishtidah L'Nafshei. It's the Lashon HaRash, the Rosh HaBava Kama, I think Simin Tes Vav. He says that Tfisa helps because of the rules of Oven in Ishtira L'Nafshe. Oven in Ishtira L'Nafshe means there are times that you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. It's a simin, it was simin dalid, which we're going to come to, is the rules of Oven in Ishtira L'Nafshe, when a person can take the law into his own hands. But here we're talking about a very unique case, or even a set of cases. Cases where the other person is chayiv, it's not a question in emunis. Bezin says, if we be smuchin, we paskin. We're not smuchin, we can't paskin. So in such a case, a tfisa works.
Is it 100%, or is it like, it looks not nice? It looks like that going to a guy's cash register and taking the wages that he owes.
Yeah, take a guy's cash register, and it's not so nice. Yeah, it's not so nice for him to hold it back. But it's I tell you, to take the wages he owes you, it may be a little that nice. But to take kefil, now that's a much bigger chiddush. To take kefil, that because he stole from you, that's...
One second. We say take money. Who says he's right? Maybe he's right.
So this is the trick. Okay, well, that, I want to get to your point, which Ramah gets to here. There was saying here tfisa helps. Now, I want to tell you, there are really three cases where tfisa is discussed by Rishayim, and probably more than three, but there are three that I know of. One is here. The other is by Kamalei B'Durab Mine. It's a Rashi in Bava Metzia. Kamalei B'Durab Mine means someone is mazik from a yid. A yid is mazik a yid on Shabbos. In a way that he'd be chayev misa. There's no misa today. Or even chayev misa shayg again. Even b'shaygei, chayev b'shayg nifteru, they become potter from the moment. Now what does that mean? Chayev misa, kablei d'rabmini. Someone on Shabbos is mazik you in a way that kablei d'rabmini, what's in my business that is chayev misa? Especially, they're not giving him the misa. And if it's a shayge, he's not even bringing the chatas. So tell me, he's saying the parasha of chatas. I read you, kilu kibalti chatas, but kilu krafti chatas. So it's already kilu, you paid me back. Like, where's my money? So Rashi there says that that Tfisa works by Kam Levi de Ramine. And the Shulchan Aruch Leinu Simchah Chav Ches paskins that way, that that Tfisa works. Is a third discussion, and that is by a grama. When someone is mazik you and he's chayv b'dinei shemayim and not b'dinei adam, he's supposed to pay, but he doesn't pay. So there, these are the three cases where there's a discussion if you could be typhus. Here, by dinim that bezin is not dam bezman hazeh, but he's chayv to you, even kefil according to the mechaber and the shach and the sma, even kefil. The Kesayis argued. He said that you're not chayv kefil till bezin paskins kefil. But the person says kimli like the mechaber, the ramah, the shach and the sma, he could be typhus kefil. Imagine, and he could be typhus kam lebi deramine. Later, in Simon Chav Ches, the shach brings a marshal that says nira kol hecha darmina chayv dinei shemayim itofas mafkina mine, that we don't let a person grab except by kam lebi deramine. So Philippirish Rashi shepirish be. By Chayson Paravidashba Shapata became later Ramine. Why? She says very Geshmak. Shach says like this. Now again, it's not. This doesn't go on here. Here the person's Chayim and Adin Tfisa helps. When he's Chayim Bedine Shemayim, but not Bedine Yadam. So it's a Machlekes Rishayim if Tfisa works. The Shach Paskins, it doesn't work. By Kamalei B'Dirabi Minei, the reason it works is the following. The reason by Kamalei B'Dirabi Minei we don't pass the Dinei Mamin is because of Gzeres HaKosov, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivai V'I Ata Mechaivai Mishtei Mishtei Rishais. It's a Din in Bezdin. In Bezdin, Bezdin can't paskin shtei rishoyis. So Rashi says it's only a din in Bezdin that Bezdin can't paskin. The person who was mazik somebody on Shabbos, he has to pay. He personally has a fee to pay. It's a din in the Hilchos Dayanos that Bezdin can't be mechayev to. But it's not that he's chayev lotzei the shemayim. He's really chayev in dinei mamin. It's just that Bezdin has a restriction, they can't force you. So, by Kabbalah B'Dirabmine, and here, Tfisa helps. By Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, at least the Shach holds, Tfisa doesn't help. Could be in Chav Chesed, Machlekes Paiskim as well. The Shach says, B'Shem D'Mashal, that Tfisa doesn't work. But in these two cases, Kabbalah B'Dirabmine, and here, Tfisa works. What? It does help, because it's only Bezdin can't be Mechaber. What? I don't know if you should go with a gun, because what happens if you resist? You have no head to shoot him. Tfisa means the guy has a silva atara on his talis and he keeps it in the shelf in shul. So you go to shul at night, you take the silva atara off his talis and you sell it. And that's what tfisa means. Well, you may have a practical problem if he stops you. So you have to do it. Look, you're not allowed to beat him up. You're not allowed to hit him. We're going to have Oven Ishtel and Avshe. You know, we're going to have Oven Ishtel and Avshe where he really owes you money, he's just not paying you back. That we're going to have Oven Ishtel and Avshe. The chiddush here is that it's something that Bezdin can't be Machayev. And Bezdin knows exactly what happened. And that I'm Machayev and Tfisa still works. That's the chiddush here that a person could grab. Now, the shaila is that a person always thinks he's right. And that's what you're asking. That how do you know you're right? So I would think, let me go to Bezdin and ask them, like, what am I allowed to be typhus? So if you turn the page, the Ramah addresses that. It's interesting. The Ramah says, Eimetzi miyadai, Tfisa helps, we don't take it away from him. Hagah. Im Omar HaNizik, Shumuli Niski, She'eda Ad Kama Etfais. We said before by Mazik, Sheves and Ripoi, some say you're Dam Bizman Hazeb, but Nezik Tsarabaishas, we're not Dam Bizman Hazeb. So you want, your person wants to grab Nezik Tsarabaishas. Who today kishatza, I kishap of how much tsar is. I go to Bezin, I tell Bezin, let me know how much it is. So, if Yaiman Nezik Shumali Niski, She'eda Ad Kama Etfais, in Shaiman Lai. Peasant is not busy with it. Peasant doesn't listen to him. Elo, in Kfar Tofas, if you already grabbed, Shomin Loi, Kafa Kachtazir, Vakafa Kachtazir. Once he grabs, it's you go to Peasant, now it's already, the other person says he grabbed, give it back. Now it's already Halacha L'maisa. So then Peasant Paskins, well, he grabbed this much, he's allowed to grab. He grabbed that much, he's not allowed to grab. So then you can go to Bezdin. It would seem much more efficient to tell him in the first place what he could grab. So I'm not sure why Bezdin. Maybe Bezdin doesn't want to encourage Tfisa. I'm not sure.
Wouldn't Rebbe think that, just intuitively, like, I'll be the Mishkin Elanavshe, is like the shtickle like Kanai Ogenbo. You're doing it before you go. You don't have the sound of mind to go to Beis Din and see what they say.
Those of us who are not of sound mind will have this issue. So Chadara talks to people who are. I mean, you know, it's a very tricky thing. Someone asks a Rav. He says, look, Tfisa helps, right? Yeah. How much can I take? So Rav says, I have to hear two sides before I can tell you Dine Mamin. She says, yeah, but I call the other side and I tell them I plan to grab. You know, they're going to tie everything down. I'm not going to be able to grab. So what are you supposed to do? So you tell them grab and then go to Bez. Then what are you going to do? But,
this is not stolen. This is of an innocent. I'm not sure you owe me $1,000. I'm taking my things this way.
You're a very honest man. If I was doing Tfisa against someone resistant, I would try not to leave a note. But, well, if he's there, he sees me. I wouldn't grab when he's there. I try to get when he's not there. Not going to see me with his antara. Do you think you have to tell him that you took it? I don't know. Well, he has less tsar if someone took it because he's entitled. Okay, I don't know. I don't see it. It mentions here whether you have to tell him or not.
Isn't that Shana Gneva?
Well, where the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, then by definition it's not Gneva.
It might be more. It might be more than it's worth.
So you go to Bezdin? Yeah. Nixon said, if the president does it, it's not illegal. You know, but he said, I guess he found out he was wrong on that. But anyway, this is by all accounts a tricky business, the tfisa. One thing, when a person owes you cash or something, you take this. But the grab pnasais, that's I guess a dangerous thing to be mefarsim. Everyone thinks they're entitled. I don't know. The Ramah finishes. He makes a restriction on this. Kach v'kach, tazir, kach v'tazir, tur b'shem arash, chol zeh davka b'knosos haksuvim. These are the knosos that say, like kefel, or the other types of knosos. Avol knosos sheboim chachomim liknos me'atzman, al takantam. But a knas, in the sense of Bezdin enforcing their rule, Gaivim b'chamaka, and Bezdin could do b'zman hazeh, k'moish yizbar b'simen bey. Simen bey is about takonis that Bezdin makes with Tzarech HaShoah, and hopefully we'll still get to that, maybe still today, that Bezdin has a right to fine people for not following the rules that they establish. As this is the rule of Tfisa, interesting, Nesivis back on the previous side, next to the last line, What do you say to this? Im tofas hanizik. Right, we're talking here not only about kefil. We're talking about nezek and tsar and boishes. Im tofas hanizik. V'chazar hamazik v'tofas me hanizik. Masha tofas mimenu. What do you say to that? He grabs. He says yichayim nezek tsar and boishes. So he wants to grab it back. Because he amshos shloim b'vakam is al shaylei. Azel lo yochel azav v'litvais miyadei. Ma'achar shaba liyad hanizik var. Okay, zocha bay bidin. Mashenke bishar tfisa the sveika dedina. When it's a sveika dedina and you win out smuzik, so there the grabbing only helps you misafik. And grabbing helps you misafik, so that doesn't do anything for you. But grabbing b'teres vadai, where he owes you money, just bezdin has no right to paskin bizman azeh, then the person can't be chayz of a typhus. That's what he says.
But because
he owes him the money.
I know, but it's
going to the bezdin. So he may win in bezdin, but it's not the right thing. Because really, the same Rashi that says tfisa help says he's chayv to pay lo tzitei shemayim. So, if he gives it back, he'll get away with it. You're right; he'll get away with it. But it's just not the right thing to do. Okay. So that's the Ktsoisis Taina. In the yeshivas, we always say that knas you're not chayiv until bezes mechayiv you. Now, looking at the Ktsais here on the second side, Ktsais Zayin, see, he argues that there are three Ktsais in here, Vav, Zayin, Ches, all of them he limits Tfisa. In Ktsais Zayin, just the first four lines, this is where it comes from in the Olam HaYeshivas that we go with this Mahalach. Im Yemer HaNizik Da'ad, B'Shachmar HaKan, Einem HaKalak, B'Dide Ktsais Mamish, B'Shar Gzeles V'Chavolos. The Shulchan is not mechalek between what's really a knas like kefil, or gzeilus v'chavola is like nezek, tzar, and baishes. V'chol mili lo shchiach, and all these things we don't pass them as man as ex, it's not shchiach. V'les bechisar and kiss. Well, we don't pass it unless bechisar and kiss. Aval ahevdol mavur. But Tzai says the Shulchan is wrong. There's a big difference. V'mamei mamish, like nezek and tzar, and baishes. Avagav loy dainina loy bizman azek, kibid loy shkichi, v'las v'chisar and kiss. Without that today either, because it's not common. Or because it's something like tsar, which is not chisar and kiss. V'kovak alaytis, yidei shemai hu ba'atz v'tzarach l'shalem, v'gazlan hu. Yivayna mishalem. Really, the person should pay. So, but mele, it helps tfisa. Avag knas mamish, but a knas, like kefil, v'shai budina, Dishmaya, kibi chaybas dishmayim. Shchol dechol mishum dechol dina knas is ena dover toli rak asher shiun alihim. Vemena bezed daranoi say leshaybu dina dishmayim. Chinesi b'Yerushalmi. This is what you were saying, that a knas doesn't exist until bezes mechayim, until asher shiun alihim, until bezes mechayim, and this is what we always talk about in yeshiva. And Rav Toli has a piece that's quoted very often in yeshiva. The title is Binyan Knasais. He never on pastors like this Knasais. He ignores the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Shachan Smat don't seem to agree with this. They seem to hold that the Din Kefil is Be'etzem, Mechi of Kefil. Even though it says Asher Shir Alehim, I don't know how to dash in Sukkim. But they seem to hold not this way. Yeshiva, whenever we learn this rule of Knosis, which comes up quite frequently, I don't know, I always point this out, that it's not so poshit, like we always say, that you're not chayev a Knos until bezin b'chayev the Knos. It doesn't exist. That's not so poshit.
Even if you say bezin is not b'chayev, if you say that the valuation of the kefil is not at the time of Zayla,
how do you know how much to be typhus? I guess you have to be typhus in amount that you're safe with. But you see, if you're typhus, then Bezdin will tell you So I don't know. It's a tricky thing. A person calls a rav. He says, I want to be typhus. What's the din? He's got to hear two sides. Every time anybody asks a chayshem mishpat shayla for one side, 99% of the time he's right. And then you hear the other side. This happens all the time. I had a great example. Maisa Shahaya here, a daughter of someone upstairs, came back from seminary, and she worked in a doctor, a dentist's office. And she had a dispute, and he said, you ask Rabbi Reisman, whatever he said, the dentist or doctor said. So her father comes over, and he says, they have a dispute, this is the dispute. She was hired. She was told 9 to 5. And she said, I don't have to go overtime. He said, no, never have to stay past 5, whatever she has to schedule. It's all 9 to 5. Okay? So now, he said, I have to stay past 5. Do I have to stay? So it's like a ridiculous question. You know, he hired me on the condition, it's 9 to 5. Now he wants me to stay past 5. Do I have to stay? So I said, what does the other side say? He says, you do. You know, so I'm supposed to tell him. You know, I said, you have to hear two sides. He said, no. The doctor said I could ask. All right? So I said, you don't have to stay PS5. So then the doctor calls me. He said, how can you say I don't have to stay PS5? I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, this week, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. And I told her, I'll pay her for the whole week. She's not coming in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But the 2 days she comes in, she has to stay PS5 to get paid for the whole week. So he said, you know, that's a slight detail they left out. You know, the whole week. It's a small detail that was left out. A perfect example of the way people ask shaylos. So, all right. So this is the din of tefisa. Where tefisa helps. And the shach in vav zayin and ches has three pieces where he limits it. In vav, he limits tefisa to a case where there are witnesses. Let's say without witnesses to what took place. Let's say he wants to agree of Nezek and Tsar. He says the person, he punched me in the nose and he caused me Tsar. And Bezin said, no, we're only done Shevis and Ripui, we're not done Tsar. So I want to agree of Tsar. Now, if I have witnesses that he punched me in the nose, not me, whoever it was in the nose, so there's no Shaila. That's what it says, Tfisa helps. What happens if the only way we know that it helps, okay, Tzai is a bad example. The Tzai is not talking about Tzai, it's talking by Knas. Let's say I want to be Typhus Kefil. The only way I know Pliny stole from me, I don't have to weigh him. He admits that he stole from me. But there's no Dimoydim Knas Potter, because Maydim Knas is only Potter in the Bezin Shul Smuchin. So he's Maydim. So I'm grabbing. The Shah said it works. There's no made of a knas potter. I can be typhus kefil. How do I know it happened? It has Bezin know. He admits it. So the Shah says, to me it's logical. If he admits it, he's just telling the truth. So he's an honest man. He goes to Bezin. He says, look, it's true I punched him in the nose. It's true I stole from him. What's the deal with kefil? The Shah says that you can be typhus in such a case. The Ketzais in Vav says, Moman Avshach. If his admission is an admission, by the Beknas's potter. If his admission is not an admission, so then how do you know that there's a Zechi of Kefil? He says, I'll prove it from the case of Tevi Avdai. All his arguments he proves from Tevi Avdai. That Tevi Avdai of Gamliel was Maida, but he was Maida Chutz LeBezdin. The Gemara says, Maida Beknas Akbo Edim have a riot that it's Chayiv. Because Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Gamaliel, after he was Maida, bring aid. So, but it's Maida Beknas Akbo Edim. When I say Shani Rabbi Gamaliel, he was Maida Chutz Lebez. So, Rabbi Gamaliel was Maida Chutz Lebez. He didn't have witnesses. Why couldn't Tevi grab himself? We see that if there are no witnesses, that just, you admit it, Manashach, if it's Maida Beknas, it's Potter. If not Maida, so then there's no Knas. How do you know there's a Knas? So the Ketzais argues, in that case of a knas, Sais and Zion that we just read argues on the whole idea of grabbing kefil. He says nezek and tsar and baishas I admit it's a chiyamikar adin, but shishina lehim it has to be something that bezdin is mechayiv. And in Sibches, he argues in a case that's brought in the Sma, where a person, where one side says it never happened, the other side says it happened, he has a migul. He's Neman with a migul. The question is, if by Nemanis with a migul, you could be typhus. Well, we believe you, because you have a migul, where you could be typhus. So the Tzai, what's a migul? Migul means that, like, I took his thing, and I could have said I never took it, so believe me, I took it for a... So the Tzai says, no, even if you have a migul, it doesn't help. Raya, Tevi Avdai. By Tevi, if Gamliel had a migul, it could be Meshacharim, Biyadai L'Shacharai. The migul that Biyadai L'Shacharai. So he has a migul, so why don't you believe him that he knocked out his tooth? What? So it's a problem. It's an issa to be mishachrim. If he's mishachrim, it's chal. There's another problem, which the Ksai says, a migul is the teveya, has a migul. I say, yo, me money. You don't believe me? I have a migul. If I'm a liar, I could have said, the teveya has a migul. Rav Gamliel was the nitva. It's like a twisted case of migul. Migul is usually, I say, yo, me money. Prove it. So I could prove it. If I'm a liar, I could have said a different liar one. That's all every migul in Shas. Is a migul where the, I shouldn't say every migul in Shas, but a typical migul is Purua, migul the mezuyah. I paid you back the chayiv. Believe me, I could have said the shtar is mezuyah. So a migul is the person who has to pay. The person who has to pay to be potter. Gamliel had a funny kind of migul. He says, believe me, I'm chayiv, because to have a migul, I could have freedom. We believe you, you're chayiv anyway. A person could say, I'm chayiv. He could say, I knocked out his teeth. You can say that. The question is if it's enough to free the eved or not. The question is whether it works. Anyway, these are the three ketzaisim here. Okay, this is all sifhei, which has to do with tfisa. If anything in this simin is lamais, everything is lamaisa for dayanim, but for the ordinary person, if anything is lamaisa, at least the theoretical possibility of tfisa, of grabbing when someone steals from you and grabbing back, grabbing kefil. So as an employee, and he catches him that he's been stealing from him. Sometimes you don't even know how many years he's been stealing from you. You have no idea. You can only prove a certain amount. So here you're typhus, you could be typhus, you owe him wages. You could be typhus the wages. And say, I'm being typhus kefil. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, it works. Tzai says careful, it doesn't work. But you can say Kimli. The Shulchan Aruch, Shach, and Sma hold it works. So you could be typhus, the wages. What? Tfis is called jail. Yeah, if you can get in trouble, there's no question. But, okay, yeah.
That's a lot to look at the possession. When you finance a vehicle, part of the
Kol tanai shebamamei kayim. There's no question if you make a condition, as long as it's not a ribbis shailus, but as long as you make a condition, it's because certain penalty clauses are ribbis, but penalty for late payment in some cases maybe a ribbis shailus, but generally speaking, a tanai that's explicitly spoken out works. A tanai in the fine print, Shulchan Aruch talks about. The Gemara says that tanai, Gemara says, Kol Teifsei Shtaris are binding. Teifsei Shtaris means a typical language in the fine print of a shtar. That's binding. But an unusual language in the shtar is really not binding. Someone sticks in, it's the weirdest thing. Online, you have to click read, I read it. They don't even put it in front of you to read. You have to click on something to read it. You can prove you didn't read it. You never clicked on the read it stuff. But everyone confirms, because that's the way you get to the next thing. Okay, let's go to Sivav. Sivav. Just not remembering. Okay, Sivav. Hamavayish bedvarim. what happens if someone is mevayish somebody else without being a mazik? The parsha in the Torah is mevayish bidvarim is vayish yer mazik. So it's interesting. It's saying that the bezdim bizman hazeh, to me it's a little strange. If he punches him in the nose and he's mevayish him, mevayish be punching bin hazek, we say we're not down bizman hazeh. Hamvayish bedvarim, if he calls him names, mevayish him with words, I guess it means in front of others. That's what Busha is. We put him in Chayrim until he's Mephais and Karoi. Lefik Vaidai, each person according to how much you get for Busha. See, each person according to his own, according to his. I have a kasha on this Mechaber, which I don't see anybody here asking. I think there's a bit of a steer. Here it says, if someone's mevayish someone else with varim, so you put him in chayrim. In Reish Mem Gimel Siv Zayin Yerideya Hilchos Kvay Tamid Chacham. Listen to what it says: Mishayidu Olav Shabiza Tamid Chacham Afilu Bidvarim. So you have witnesses. He's mevaza Tamid Chacham just with words alone. Bezdin hayu menad noisai. Veimatirin lo yachir. Ratzah chacham shendeu bishviloi. What are you talking about? Even a not Talmud chacham. It says here, hamavayish bedvarim menad noisai shefisenu karai. Here it says, mishidu olav shabiza Talmud chacham, afilu bedvarim, bezdin menad noisai, veimatirin lo yachir ratzah chacham. Deu bishviloi. But Yeshkayach, you say if someone steals from a Talmud Chacham, we make him pay back. Doesn't make any sense. You're menad to everybody. I thought it's a good kasha. Fikfayda. So if he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, it's more money. If he's a no, not a good kasha. What's menad noisai? So once I have the Shulchan Aruch here, there's a simen. We don't put people in Chayim Bizman Hazeh because over the last couple of hundred years we discovered that it's counterproductive. People put it to Chayim, became famous and became victims. But in Shulchan Aruch, there's actually a list of things in the Rambam that we put a person in Chayim. However, al dvar iser medan noisel alter. Mechaber, someone who's over al dvar iser, shin lamed aleph, v'nad noisel alter, shas says mashah filu b'lei asra, biyah b'kunches v'shevi v'seish mashma, that filu dvar iser lo inogol nadasi ad lachasra. They give him a warning once; he shouldn't do it again. And the Ramas is a peltik achidish here. He says this is a big machloikis. The Ramah says in Sifalaf of Shin Lamed Aleph, "Minad lemishu chayev nidoi, afili yeshlocha she'aydei ken yetzel l'tarbas ra." Even if you're being daichin b'shtei yadayim, so still you put him into chayrim. And Taz is matmiya on this. Well, what's the purpose? That's the purpose in putting a person in chayrim if you know it's not gonna help. What? Oh, to give a get, I understand. When you kite for somebody, I understand. But just for...
how are you supposed to be Matthias if a person in Tehran has to give a get? Not be within the same group of people that you have
you write him a letter. Hamanuda and Yashim Bidalar HaMaisav. Chusmei Yishtai Ubanav. Misha, it says a filu bedvarim. The lashon here is you hear what Ephraim is saying. Here we said mevaza bedvarim, you put in chayrim, but by mazik we didn't say you pay baishas. So maybe here it's even it's a filu b'dvarim. It's funny. The chiddush is the non-dvarim also that we. The words aren't with magva baisha. It's just the vayish. You pour water on it. Okay, it's a chilek. It's not so satisfying, but because we think halshkein, but Tavachach, it should be above it. Should be. Even the Talmud Chacham. Who's the Talmud Chacham? Shuvah gives four conditions to become a Talmud Chacham. Listen to this. Number one, Ha'echad, he's quoting a Tashbatz. Echad lamad kol ha-Talmud bin yonim ha-noyegin la-fuki hilchus la-yonim la-fuki hilchus al-mashicha. Because he has to learn the parts of Gemara, of Shas, that are noyeg la-halacha. Tzeraya beiz, she-tabud ishoga b'piv, lo-yitzi mimenu dinim, akava yosher. That he learns that he knows halacha. It seems a very big lamdin. He gives the highest shir in Potovich. But if he doesn't know halacha, so he doesn't qualify for Talmud Chacham. That's what it says here. And it's a funny thing. You're looking at halacha and it says you have to be about halacha. They'll tell you, if you look at Kabbalah, you have to be a Kabbalah if you're looking. But anyway, that's what it says. Two. Number three. Shloi pirish mi Talmudei linyin ha'olam. Shloi letzerech echrechi leparnasasai at tzarchei tzibur. That he doesn't battle except for what he needs for his parnasa, ha'chrechi, I'm not sure how much that is, etzarchei tzibur, and dalit shelo yehei sani shemane, he shouldn't have a bad reputation. Shimkein ein roi locha shukvaydei. So, sani shemane usually means about inyanei znus. But anyway, those are the conditions to being a Talmud Chacham. What? They call him Chacham, then he's okay. Alright. Yeah. Do you need smuchim? Apparently not. So apparently you don't need smuchim. The whole din of Simon Bey's is that we still have to let Bezdin enforce things, otherwise Bezdin can't function. Well, here they're mandated, that is Mavayish B'dvarim, you're mandated to do it. In other cases, Bezdin may decide to do it or not to do it, but Mavayish B'dvarim, it's a sort of a mandate in Shulchan Aruch that you dafka should do it. Look in Chav Beis, in Smach Chav Beis, and Mavayish B'dvarim, Gamzek, and let me tell you before we Chav Beis, just to put it in perspective, what's the din Mavayish B'dvarim, but not nice until he pays? Is the vart, if you're vayish b'dvarim, you really have to pay. We don't have bezin shel smuchim. So it's telling you, no, nowadays, vayish b'dvarim, you also, but you really have to pay mikra adin. In other words, if there's no bezin that'll enforce it, you're really chayiv. Well, pshat is no. You're vayish b'dvarim, really, you're not chayiv, b'zman hazeh. And the bezin, if bezin sees fit, they're menada you.
So
one second. The Asher Feisen, okay. The Smag Chavez addresses it. Gamzeh Toskim Shem Shirugay Varosh Hu Metakonas Hagaynim Av Medina Pata Bebaishes Devarim A Philip Adiyanis Smaychim and Gavim Benu Baishes Min Hadin. This is a chiddush. Kedisa Perka Chayvel. Gemara Perka Chayvel says Baishes Bedvarim. So, generally, you're potter. There's certain titles that if you call somebody that maybe, call someone a mamzi, you start up with his yichus, it's different. But, stam of Aisha Bidvarim, the first shita here in which he calls the Beis Yosef, is that meikar adin you're potter. Bezdim and adin. But it's not a chi of meikar dine maminis. V'loi kamasha kosav bi'ir shushan. Ayin shin is ir shushan. It's the lavush. The lavush wrote on all of Shulchan Aruch, but he was very into names. So he gave a separate name for what he wrote on Archaim, what he wrote on Yerodei, what he wrote on Chayshim Mishpat. Ir Shushan is this name. His name was Mordechai. all his svarim he named after a psukim in the Levush. We always call him the Levush. The Levush Malchus comes from a pasuk in Yerushan, and I don't know if he has a sefer tzal of a savecha, but typically those are his names. It means busha depends on the person. Reb Zilberstein brings there, I know I'll find a ma'isa by Reb Zilberstein. So he brings a ma'isa, which he says happened. A boss came to visit one of his businesses. And he saw, he describes as a yeshiva man, just standing around. He walked in, he sees just standing around doing nothing. So he walked through. He comes back, he sees he's still standing around. He's very angry, you know, the guy, worker, just standing around. He walks over to him. He says, how much do you make a week? He says, 3,000 shekel. So he took out 3,000 shekel in his pocket. He says, here, take this week's pay and leave and don't come back again. That's what he told him. So, and he also pushed him out. So turns out, this fellow was a delivery boy who was coming from wherever he was going. He was bringing stuff. And he was waiting, you know, he gave the delivery. He was waiting for a check. He was standing around. So he wasn't. He makes $3,000 a week, but not from him. So the person wanted his money back. So I mean, he was delivering something, whatever. But so the fellow said, "I want to be typhus with the mevayishes." His mevayish mi bedvarim in front of everybody. He screamed at me, "I'm a lady gayer and I'm no good for nothing," and he even pushed me out. I want to be typhus for busha for bayishes. So Zilberstein said, he's right. He has to go to bed to find out how much a bushes is worth, he said. And he could get it, so that's at least an example. That you have to go to bed and figure it out. I'm not sure. Okay, this... the shach you... Shach and this man. In Shach Yotes, he brings Tzvik Vaidai, Hagav Yushami Aviyo Ator, Hamavayish Hazokei, Noisin Loi Litru Dedava. The Gemara says Litru Dedava is a litter of gold. It's apparently a lot of money. Mavayish Tamachachim, you pay Litru Dedava, Mavayi Bisma, Upasaka Ramabi, Erdei Resham Gimel. All Talmidei Chachamim are not worth, the Baish is not worth that much money. I don't know how you exactly shuts it up. So we don't have a Litru D'Dava Bizman Hazeh. So I don't know how exactly you decide who is and who's not.
Cooper says how a much less threshold to be considered Talmud. First, I could read a Mishnah Berurah and understand.
But that's not Litru D'Dava.
No, it's not. It goes back to the Talmud Chacham definition.
Okay. Now, there is one area where all of this comes up. And that has to do with broken shiduchim. There's a shaila on how to tie up the shulchan aruch when one side breaks the shidduch without a tying on the other side. It does happen occasionally. Usually it turns into fighting. But we had cases where one or the other said, "I have no tying it to you. I'm just too nervous. I can't go ahead with it. I don't like you enough, or I have anxiety, and I can't go ahead with the shidduch." And one side breaks the shidduch, and the other side is not happy about it. I mean, once it's broken, but... So the question is, if there's a din of paying baishas for this din of mevayshe bedvarim, we're not menada bisman hazeh, but the Sma said that it's he brought one sheet of Medina Potter, Mabaisha's Devarim. he brought a shita that you're potter. Baishas Devarim is only when Bezdin sees a reason to be Mechayiv. And he brought another shita, the Yerushushan, who holds, and he dismissed the Yerushushan, who holds that it's really an Iker Hadid. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Bittul Shaduchim in two places, in Eben Ezer and Achesha Mishpat. I happen to have an Eben Ezer in front of me. In Simin Nun, it talks about the idea. Now, the derech was to make Tanoim at the time that people got engaged. They made Tanoim, and they asked you a Makabal Kinyan not to break the Shidduch. Very often, the Tanoim contained within them a Knas, the Knas for breaking the Shidduch. And that Knas, Yechayiv, so they're Makabal Kinyan, and they're Mechayiv themselves a Knas, so they're Chayiv. Today, we're not Makabal Kinyan. A part of it is based on a gra that we'll have to understand, but the Gaon is quoted as saying that if somebody's Makabal Kinyan to get married, they shouldn't break it. Even if they feel they get married, they'll get divorced, better get married and get divorced than to break a Shidduch. Now, obviously, Shemei Rishon say obviously, but certainly today we don't advise people get married, get divorced, because it's bad luck to break a Shidduch. So we, most of Klal Yisrael today, doesn't do Tanoim. I don't know what the Sfarad, I don't think ever did Tanoim. And the Ashkenazim, who did Tanoim, we do Tanoim, we do it right before the Chasna, which of course makes no sense at all. What? As a call goes out, there's an embarrassment without a Kenyan. So Ramesha writes, I'll quote the rest of it, but he writes, "Mashanayik in harba lichtev tenam kishnasasvu akruim laachupa." Nayik in harbe. Today is every wedding you go to. Mashanayik in harbe lichtev tenam kishnasasvu akruim laachupa. Ain klum l'nyigamara chashish shiduchim. It's not tenam for gemara shiduchim. The chazina kvarichinu kol dova laachupa veitziu harbe mamein. In kain echshivu kigemar mikvar. The Gemara is earlier. So I'll tell you what this is telling you. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, the Ramah, this is the Ramah, in Simin Nun Sivav, V'yeshayimrim, on the words Yeshayimrim, Mepharshim say, I don't know why he says Yeshayimrim, there's no machlaikis in this, but it says, the Chol Knasei Sha'isim B'shiduchim, it's binding. It's not called an asmachta. V'chein haminik pashit ligvois k'nasai sh'oisim b'shiduchim k'bay sh'yizboer v'davka in k'var nichtivu shtari ha'knasais aval in kiblu kinyin amenos lichtev ha'shtaris v'kayim sh'nichtivu chazabhen. So mi'chabedim sh'o lichtev shtaris r'shus b'yadei l'mchais b'shtar. In other words, when it's finalized, if they plan to write a shtar of knosis, then it's not finalized. When it's finalized with the shtar, then that's when it's binding. Hatam, says the Beis Shmuel, mishom baishas. The reason that breaking a shidduch is the knosis are binding. Why isn't it smach the ba'alma? Because certainly when they sign it, they mean to. Hatam mishom baishas. Af agav lepamim layav baishas kol kach. Sometimes the knas is more than the baishas would be. Nevertheless, it's not an asmachta. He learns that it's metam baishas, and knasais really would be an asmachta. Just to have somebody agrees for a penalty, he says it would be an asmachta. But it is since it's mishum baishas, therefore that's how the Beis Shmuel learns. The Beis Meir here in Simin Nun disagrees very strongly, and he says something which is really a klal. He says that it can't. I thought I brought the lashon. He says that it. Oh wait, maybe Rabbi Shmuel, the Pesachei Tshuva actually brings it. What he says is that the menadin for baishas devarim is only when a person is mechavin to be mevayish the other person. Only when the intention is to be mevayish the other person. That's what it says in Hilchas Nezikin, in Siman Tov Chaf, which is second saw over here, to look in Tov Chaf. So if you're mechavin labayish, then is it dimbayishes. If somebody, by mistake, he's carrying he's the waiter, and he's carrying a thing of soup, and it spills on somebody, it's mevayish him, so that bayishes is not called, it's not a bayishes, it's an accident that it wasn't mechavin to be mevayish him. Could be asked nezikin he'd be chayiv, that we're not dam bismanazim. But the baishas bedvarim that we're talking about now is only on someone who does it purposely. The Beis Meir says when they got engaged and he agreed, he wasn't mechavin lebaishas. He did it betam levava. He really wanted it. He did it to Lashon Beis Meir. He did it ledevik toiv. He did it that they should get married. And when he stops it, he's not stopping it to be mevayish the other side. He's stopping it because he feels he can't go ahead with it.
So
he learns the, not like the Beis Shmuel. He's against the Beis Shmuel. He says the mechaber doesn't mean baishas devarim. You're not chayav baishas devarim. It's a knas, a big enough kamina. If you agree to a knas, so then you have to pay. If you didn't agree to a knas, then you don't have to pay. Where Moshe writes is even though Shulchan Aruch says you're not chayav until you did a shtar in the kinyan. A shtar or a kinyan, but even though you're not chayiv till then, Ramay says it's not because you need a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan. You mevayish somebody. You don't need a kinyan for baishas devarim. He says that until the kinyan, it's not nigmar hashidduch. Until you write the shtar, it's not nigmar hashidduch. However, but in our days, where no one does a kinyan. And nobody, at least outside of maybe Chassidim, do tzedar, but we don't do tzedar. We don't do a kinyan. So as long as they're machlit, whatever is called being machlit, this man has that, certainly to make a vart, that's being machlit. So Moshe holds that the chi of baishas devarim applies. It's not like the Beis Meir. It's like the Beis Shmuel, but it's not like the Beis Meir. Beis Meir says there's no din of baishas devarim, and the Ramah's not talking about baishas devarim. He's really talking about a knas be'etzer.
What about the side course? Because you've got the shidduch there, they pay for a hall or stuff like that.
So that's mafurish in halacha, that the costs you have to pay. It's interesting. It's all here in Siman Nun. It says even if one side made the vart, spent money on a vart, and the other side is chayzer. Again, if the chayzer with tainas on the other side, it's very hard to know. But it says that you can be teveya the cost of a normal vart kefi the mokad. If they spent more money. They spent a lot of money, then it's a different story. I once had broken shidduch here in the neighborhood where they were teveya for the, it was broken, it was a very terrible case, between the oifruf and the wedding, the engagement was broken, and they had big tainus, and they were teveya the cost of the oifruf, which they said was $30,000. I don't spend that on a wedding, but they spent that on an oifruf. So I told them that you can't be teveya $30,000 for a knife roof because it's not a normal thing to spend. They said, what do you mean? We're in the five towns. Everybody spends $30,000 on a knife. So it was taka, a very big dispute. Baruch Hashem, now they're both married and they both have children. But at the time, it was a very difficult thing. So I want to tell you, in Tshuvas Van Haggis, someone asked Rav Sternbuch in the first volume of Tshuvas Van Haggis if there's any makar for having a shtar mechila. So he writes the makar of shtar mechila is Tainis Daf Ches. That it's really Rashi brings the story. The Gemara alludes to the story of the Chulda, and Rashi brings the Maisa that someone promised someone to get married. They made Edis, the Chulda, and the well, and then the person got married someone else, and one baby was killed by the cholder, one died in the well. So the message of the story, he says, is that if you promise someone, you break it without just cause, that you should have ishtar mechila. Not remembering, certainly not a good excuse. So that's the case to have ishtar mechila. I have a nusach of ishtar mechila, which is used a lot, and he says that the makar for it is from there. And anyway, this is the mechila helps. The shtar mechila just proves the mechila. It's not the mechila. It's the shtar mechila. I had a case with a broken engagement where they wanted money and the other side refused. They said it's his fault. Nishka mensch, you know how it is. And I don't want to get into pratim, but the side that broke it was holding seriously. She was dating seriously, and the other side called me. Is there a shtar mechila? I said, no shtar mechila. Do you need a shtar mechila? I said, it could be. Yes, your rav. You know, they're the ones that broke it, and it became already a danger to the shidduch. So I went to krovim of the girl. They were not going to pay no matter what. I went to krovim of the girl, and I got them to pay the money, and I lied to the other side. I told them they're paying, and I gave them a bank check and a personal check, and they had the same last name on the certain types of bank check. It says the name, and so I fooled them. And then they signed the Shtar Mechila, and then they got married. So I don't know if it works when you fool people for Lamaisa, they were Michael, they got the money. Had they known it was on someone else, they still don't know. I hope they don't listen to this recording. But I mean, today, Baruch Hashem, you know, everybody has got moved on in life. Jewelry, they change. That, they give back the gifts. That's done. It says in Shulchan Aruch, a wedding band you never give back, even by a get. Nobody should say the Kedushin was batel mefreya. And an engagement ring after a get belongs to her. The engagement ring is to get married. But if the engagement is broken, they give back. All right, this is all. It happens, unfortunately. And okay, we'll start Simon Bey's next week.